Guys, it's Sarah, and welcome to the second episode of Politically Rosie. Today, we'll be talking about the USA Freedom Authorization Act, also known as the recently passed Surveillance Bill. Before we begin, I'd like to define the following. Number one, the Fourth Amendment provides protection from searches and seizures. Basically, law enforcement can't search you, your house, documents, phone calls, and emails without a warrant or a probable cause. Number two, the USA Freedom Reauthorization Act prohibits the government from using FISA authority to collect call details, recordings, and prohibits the use of business records to obtain cell site locations. Without further ado, let's jump right in with today's business by discussing the reauthorization of the USA Freedom Act. According to TheVerge.com, on March 11, 2020, the House of Representatives passed the USA Freedom Reauthorization Act. On May 14, 2020, the Senate voted on the act to expand inspections of personal belongings, business transactions, and phone calls. This act then shot down the proposal of restricting warrantless collection of internet search history and web browsing data. This act passed in the Senate, consisting of 80 votes for yes and 16 votes for no. However, the House of Representatives have to approve of this bill next week until the president can sign it. The USA Freedom Act was designed to reform the Patriot Act and to limit large-scale phone re record collections. It also reforms the expired FISA authorities, such as roving wiretaps and lone wolf. However, according to NPR.org, the main idea of the issue is that Congress passed FISA in 1978 in order to give government agencies that allows the government to take control and possession over our personal belongings without a probable cause or a search warrant. The government also needs to stay the hell out of Americans' personal business because, as Americans, we must be given the right to exercise our Fourth Amendment rights. But how can we if the government is constantly breathing down our necks? If the House votes majority on this act, our country will be facing a step closer into becoming a third world country by disallowing the American people to exercise their own constitutional rights. Therefore, before we adjourn, I'd like to conclude with a quote from the landmark court case of Marbury versus Madison. A law repugnant to this Constitution is void. Therefore, in order to keep ourselves safe and our lives out of the government's nosy eyes, we must be allowed to exercise our constitutional rights under this country. Thank you for tuning in with me today, and stay tuned for Monday night because I will have a special guest star joining me for Abortion Week. So if you like this video, please click below on the like button and feel free to subscribe. This is Politically Rosie signing off. Peace out!